The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining the show today. Thank you for being there. I appreciate it. Beautiful day. We've had a pretty good weekend up here, actually. The weather's definitely not what it is, what it's used to be, a typical mid-February weather, not at all. So we're enjoying that part of it. Thank you for joining the show. So right off the top, to all the Super Bowl fans out there who's geared up for the game, big game today, I hope your team will win. And obviously one team will have to and the other won't. So don't pray, because I don't think God's a football player. And if you're asking him to give you the winning edge tonight's game, I don't think it's going to happen. So he won't pick a side, but I know for sure that the best team will win. And I do know the best team for today will win. And I do know that some will go home happy and some won't. But it is just a game. It is not life. And congratulations to the winners. And I feel bad for the not so, you know, profitable ones. Anyhow, thank you for coming to the show. Thanks being a part of this Barrington Awaken. We are here today. We're talking to you live. What we normally do is raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to realize that there's a lot more to you than you believe, or you may have been told or led down a path of, you know, thinking that you may be lesser. Or even worse than that, thinking that you're greater. You need to understand that we're all the same, that we've all come from the same place by the same method. Society has changed the rules, bend them a little bit, and you may feel different, but that's not the case. You feeling different probably is the case, but the facts are you are just as equal as everyone. Whatever they've got, you can get it for yourself. You need to know that. Or whatever state you want to be in, it's a matter of adjusting your mind. What we talk about is getting you to be your best self, where you're not relying on others or the confidence of others to build you up. You must know that you are the only one who's responsible for you. People don't like when I say no one is coming to rescue you or save you, because you don't need to be rescued or saved. Nobody is coming with a bag of goodies for you. If you want things to happen in your favor, you must take action, move towards it. To sit still and pray for it to happen, you're just wasting your own time. And of course, your time being the most valuable currency that exists as you are a human being. We're trying to point out to you that within yourself, you've got all that it takes. When you showed up here, you had an idea of what you wanted to be, who you wanted to be, what you wanted to do while you're here. Unfortunately, in the birthing process, we forget most of it. And of course, we're born in a particular sector of life, you know, a religion to follow, a culture to follow, you know, an agenda that you might want to follow, and everything else that goes along with it. We were born in it, and we didn't choose it as a human being. We chose our path as a spiritual being, and we've come into the human body, and everything changes on us. You may ask yourself, why would I choose this if your situation is not great for you? It is simple. You might have been led off the path, or you wanted the experience of knowing whatever your version of this is. All of it is education. We must not spend a lot of our time taking this life as significant. It is, because this is the only one you're living now, but in the scheme of things, where eternity is concerned, this is just a passing phase, and it will come and it will go. You may have taken the path that you're on because you wanted to have the experience. For example, to be the slave, or to be the master, or be the leader, or be the follower. You know, you might have chosen that as to educate yourself, to get to understanding why or what it's like to be that person or those people that's in that particular situation. We don't know. You can find out. You can do your own search and find out who you are, which is really important that you do, and you understand who you're not. Understand, or try to understand, why you're on this journey. And please, whatever it takes, you need to question the things that are being handed to you or given to you. And then you run at it blindfold and take it on as the truth and the be all, the truth to all things, the be all and end all. You need to question it. You need to ask the question, is it logical? Does it make sense? Does it improve my life? And question it. If anyone is ever trying to tell you not to question it, just go with the flow, it's probably not working in your favor. And in doing that, you're benefiting others, and maybe sending the wrong message to those who are following you, like your generations to come. So you owe it to yourself to make a conscious decision of questioning and trying to find for yourself to know, is it in fact the truth, or is it just another story? Wake up. You have that sense in you. You have the strength within you. You have the ability to step up and just to challenge the things that's been presented to you and ask yourself, is it true? Do not lean on the experience of others to tell you what they perceive as truth. You need to lean on your own by understanding as best as you can what is it that is best for you. And in that moment of answering the question, what is best for you, are you doing or causing damage to another group, another person? Land. The idea is for you to be your best self. Wake up. Be happy all the time. All the time. Be healthy, and don't wait. Don't wait until you're sick before you seek good health. Start now. It's easier. Take good care of you. You are the only one who's responsible for you, regardless of what others may say. If you're being given this particular medication and you being told it's the best way out, investigate it for yourself. Or this food, or this culture, or anything, whatever situation you may be in, you need to question it, simply because it might not be for your benefit. We raise you, try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, and for you to think, for you to think. You have this ability, you have this amazing brain. It is designed for something. And I'll assure you, it's not only for reading the instructions. Think about it. Or follow the line. Think about it. Or take this path. Just think about it. Wake up that sense you may have not used ever, but it is time for you to employ this method that's governing your entire existence on this planet. You want to make a conscious effort of just thinking, is it really working for you? If they're giving you their idea, first of all, if they're telling you not to think, run away and run hard in the opposite direction. Because if thinking wasn't something you were supposed to do, the brain that may help you do all the thinking would not exist. We would be plugged in on a string somewhere, and the head mainframe would just dictate what we should be playing as the speakers, or the herd, the sheep, would, the herder would just herd us in without us having a thought of our own, because we're not sheep. Wake up. Bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness and allow yourself to live your best self. Once you find the truth, it will set you free. That's inevitable. Wake up. Realize the strength that you carry and the ability that you have within you to be a super person. Everybody. If you are just living your life based on information that was dictated to you, that was created long before you showed up, is it really applicable to your life? Everything changes. And the rules that may have been set out hundreds or thousands of years ago may not be for you today. But because you were born under that umbrella, automatically you just assume that position, and you follow it. The rules that were set out many, 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 many years ago that would have been applicable, could have been applicable then, probably isn't today. But because you were born, and I'm saying this again so you can hear it, because you're born under this umbrella, you have come to accept these rules as the truth and only the truth. But it's not the case. Everything changes. It is not possible for you to put your foot in that same river twice, because it's forever changing. Everything changes. You need to understand where you stand today, and you must realize that you have the ability to change or to step out of that and realize it's not for you. Today is a brand new day. There is no tomorrow, and yesterday's is gone. So now all we have is now. Now is where you make that change for you. And it will or may benefit you for generations to come. The ideas you have were in place before you showed up in the body. They were there. They didn't come last week or last Thursday. They've been there for many, many, many generations. Wake up and come to an understanding. We're told, and the question I get a lot here, is there a God? If you listen to me and you've listened to me in the past, I said, yes, the God is you. That's the answer. The answer is you. You are the God. So the decisions that you make, you're making godly decisions, believe it or not. And if you want to benefit, you got to understand the power that you carry to make that decision. But stepping back a couple of lines, is there a God? Well, yes. Again, you may think or may have heard or probably believe there's a big, person sitting in a big chair up there watching your moves every step of the way and taking notes. So at some point you'll be validated or judged or decide whether you're going to go up or go down. I think that's the whole premise of it. Well, don't fear that, because if there's no up there and I know, and there's no down there and I know, it is only a state of mind, then don't be concerned about trying to get up there. Get up where? Or get, I don't know if anyone's afraid of going down there, because it sounds like a horrible place, but it does not exist. If you're imagining, for example, going down there, and you imagine it's horrible, and you imagine that you're going to have the worst time ever going down there. I'm talking about the HE double hockey stick place, like hell. Yeah. If you're thinking about going down there and you're imagining that it going down there is going to be very fearful or scary or hot, you know, and all these horrible things that you hear that's going to go on, and diseases and all these things, well, stop imagining and just, you know, blow it away. Just stop your imagination, because it's not real. Same thing says for going up there, if it is a heaven. You're wondering about this glorious place, and my expression is to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and, you know, have milk, I don't know, and cookies, I guess, maybe ice cream. You made that up, or somebody made it up and told it to you, and it's not true either. Because there is no up there. The God that exists is the energy that governs us and makes us who we are. It exists in everything that's alive, including the animals or the trees. Its energy cannot be destroyed, given proof that there is eternity, because it's continual. When you're done with it, you let it go, and then you could catch again and come back and start all over again. But the energy does not get destroyed. So if you're calling it God, Jehovah, Allah, all the other ones, it is still just the energy that makes you who you are. And this is one form of it. And when you're finished with it in this form, you lay it down and you continue, you change, you adapt to another form. Proof that eternity exists. Therefore, dying cannot exist. Eternities are there. When would you die? If ever. Because you're changing from one form to the next form. When a tree falls, another one will grow. And when they bury one of us or burn one of us, another one will be birthed. So it's eternal. It's eternity. It's continual. And we cannot destroy the energy that makes us who we are, which is what we call the God that exists. Yeah, there's not that image that I had as a kid that my parents would have told me about, probably a grandparents. But you're not being judged, or you're not being watched or monitored. You are the observer of yourself, your actions. You are the only scribes that's going to write down the information or the experiences that you've had or what you've planned to come here to receive. There's not another out there taking notes for you. You did choose this life. You were very conscious in a higher level of state of being when you made that choice. But we're here on earth, and of course, we're born into this predicament. Now, you can easily say, didn't I know that coming in, if I'm all-knowing, because you are God? You would have known that. But when you show up here, everything changes. And the influences based on how or where you've showed up will be the driving force of this life. Go back and understand. Study and learn who you are and know thyself, because that's what's important. Wake up. Is there a God? Yeah, of course there's a God. Has to be. It has to be. It has to be God. But it's, again, it's a driving force. It's what makes us who we are. Whatever you call that entity or that source, however you label it, it is still the same one that governs everybody on this planet, all living things in the universe. Same energy. And this is why we're all connected to it. This is why we're all one. We're all a part of it. It is the energy that's allowing you to move about, to talk, to hear. The body creates all these wonderful things for you, like the emotions, the ability to hear, probably if you're watching it on the computer, however you're receiving this information. As a spiritual being, all of that is possible. But spend a lot more of your time learning who you are and not taking stories that's being given to you or told to you by others, because there's a good chance that they have no clue. If the intention was to herd you into a pen and control you, well, that's working really well, as you could probably see. When we look at the entire world, there's a lot of wars everywhere, and it's been for as long, far back as we could remember. But believe it or not, there was a time when people lived in a union, in a unity, that they were all for each other, as opposed to trying to take advantage of the other, or try to get a leg up on the other, or try to, stand on, there was a time where we were more spiritual beings, and we saw life for what it is, and we don't try to seek vanity at the cost of another, or power, or strength on the backs of others. There was a time. So there is a method in which you could use to find out the true you. And the more you know about you, the less you want to let go of the fake you. So a good start would to eliminate the things that you identify within yourself as not being you. Wake up. Thank you. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Barrington. I had to say all that. And this is our everyday show. Again, I say good luck to the winner of the game tonight. If you are a football fan, and if you're, I think it's very, I don't follow it. I was told only yesterday, I found out that today is Super Bowl, and it was just me eavesdropping in the conversation. However, it is happening. It's a big culture, and I respect those who follow it and have a good time doing it. Be safe and responsible. Hope your team wins. Welcome to the show, to all the longtime listeners, people from all around the world. I appreciate you being there. To everybody, I want to say, welcome home. Do we have any, before we go any further into this?
Yes, we have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, and of course, we can see that you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in with a comment, a question, an answer, anything, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Barb wrote in, and Barb says, "This is a really good take on the Super Bowl. I love the way you tell people not to pray because somebody has to win. So if everybody's praying for the winner and someone loses, what is that going to say about their faith? I think it's hilarious." That's Barb. Thank you, Barb. Cassie writes in, "I needed your show today, Barrington. It's always very, very positive. I've been down and out a little bit with my job and some sickness. Nothing too serious. But when I listen to you, I get positive again. Thank you for the positive vibes." That's from Cassie. Manny writes in. Manny says, "How is it possible that we could be happy all of the time? I don't see that happening in any day, week, month, or year. That's almost impossible. Do you have any hints?" And that's from Manny. John writes in, and he just wants to say, "Hello. I am a new listener from Reno, Nevada. I'd rather listen to your show than to gamble." Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Let's see. Lance is writing in. "I have a friend who has a very, very big ego. How do I handle that besides telling him to F off?" That's from Lance. Here we go. Sadie writes in, "If we are our own God, as you have said many times on your show, we judge ourselves. So if we did, wouldn't we always judge ourselves as being good, great, and not a bad person?" That's from Sadie. And last one here. Yvonne writes in, "Barrington, how do you know there's no heaven and hell? Even if you're not a believer in God, heaven, hell, the Bible, whatever, I think there's enough people in history that have mentioned things about heaven and hell that have been passed on through the ages, not just a handful of people spreading rumors, but millions of people since day one. So how do we actually know there is no heaven or hell?" And that's from Yvonne, and back to you.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for doing that, taking time to send us an email. Okay, Yvonne, we're going to go there first. How do we know there is no heaven or hell? For me, and it's not for me to compare myself to anybody, but for me, it's very obvious, because where is it? Where is this physical place? Are we going to exit this body, which has been proven that in order to leave here, we have to exit this body and then go off to this other place, up or down? The confusion I get is I'm going to be going down into that hell place and get burned alive, and I don't have a body at this point. I've already left it here on the earth. I know there isn't a up or a down. It's a state of mind. However, what I do and have done a lot of is track the source who's telling me there's a heaven and there's a hell. Track that source and see if they're credible. And you may have heard many times about when they've said this and it's not so, and they've said that and it's not so. You know, for people, that's always on me about how do I believe in heaven and hell. And I would say to them, for example, do you condone slavery? Well, no, but the book you worship does. You know, do you condone women being oppressed? Well, no, I don't, or man, whatever, but the book you worship says. So go ahead and go past what is being stated in your opinion as the obvious. There is an existence of a hell and there is an existence of a heaven, and check the source that's telling you the story and see if that is credible. If I am full of it, chances are everything I'm saying would be full of it. It being, you know, it. So is there a heaven? How do I know for sure? I don't know for sure, but what you can do is prove it to me. And I would send that challenge out there to anybody. Give me an email, an address, a map, you know, something that shows me where it is. And it is a physical place. Therefore, the only reason you're able to say it is there and you know that for sure is because you believe it's there. Check the source who's giving you the information. Are they credible? Thank you. I hope I answered that question for you. Your friend has a big ego there, right? Okay, so how do you handle it? Well, it's his and it's not yours. I can always say, what you're offering me, I have the choice of accepting or rejecting. And if you're coming to me as that Mr. Macho Man, I don't have to accept it. I simply just, I'll just move out of the way and let you carry on. Question though is, how did you recognize the big ego in that person, and why are you paying so much attention to them as opposed to who you are? If you are knowing that this person does carry this big ego about them, you may want to put yourself in their shoes for 1 minute to see where it's coming from. And most often it's coming from a place of a little ego. So they have to, you know, fan the flame for them to look big and ferocious and create the story that's going to make them seem more important. So how do you deal? Give them a hug, because that's probably what he or she is asking for, just to be recognized and not to have to fictitiously create something that you're not. There's a long joke that I can't tell, but it goes with the elephant and the mouse and the mercy. Anyways, I'm not even going to go there, simply because it's saying that if you're strong enough within yourself, all of your endurance will stay within you and you don't need to exert it to another person. If they're putting you down and making you feel bad or trying to bolster themselves as this big, massive giant, chances are they're the elephant perceived on the outside, but the little mouse on the inside. And that's the bottom line. So how do you deal with it? Give them a hug and tell them it's going to be okay. And he or she doesn't have to necessarily fan this flame. Okay, so we're going to skip up to John. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. I hope we're covering the topics that interest you, and you will see yourself moving on in growing your spirituality or understanding what it's like to be a spiritual being. I just appreciate you being a part of that. Thank you, and I hope this will serve you well in the years to come. Yeah, well, Barb, that Super Bowl thing and the praying for something and all these other things, I mean, it seems as if we've become the culture where inevitably, without even realizing, we send out a prayer. I hope this happens. I hope that you're right in saying, and I said it earlier, that I don't know that God's a football player. He's not a physical being over there anyway, and I don't know he can let's say hypothetically you are holier than thou, and you're opposing, both you and a friend is opposing the winner. You know, you want A to win, opposing want B to win. Is God going to play favoritism? That's just any, many, minor, like, how does that work? So no, he doesn't get involved. So I'm saying to everybody, don't pray. And I, because it's, it doesn't help the situation, because I am pretty sure both sides are praying, a list of prayers. Cassie, I really appreciate you saying that, opening up like that. It's awesome, and I hope the positivity that you seek, you will always get it and figure out how to find it on your own and carry it with you always. You've gone through a small illness and job issues, and I understand all that. It is just nature's way of life. Every once in a while it's going to blow you over and it's going to knock you down, but the important part is to know how to stand up. And if you are going to fall on your back so you could look up and stand up. I've always said, you know, to be the strength that comes from within. Most of what we endure on an everyday thing, it's temporal, like the weather, it changes, and it is just how life is, and you have to take that and make and move on with that energy, knowing full well that you can do this, you will do this, you are doing this, oh, this is done, and you just progress into becoming something great. Very sad thing about people falling into negative state of mind is that most times you don't even know you're there until you're on your way back. A lot of people have said, and I've seen this over the years, you don't know that you're in a depressive mode or you're feeling depression until you're starting to feel your way wiggle coming, fighting back. So do a double check, do a body check, just to see, are you still enjoying the things you used to enjoy? Are you happy with this? Are you happy with that? Just be the person who's in charge of you and the person who's constantly monitoring your activity, which brings us over to happiness all the time. How is that possible? Wow, I like that. Well, if you put down the heavy load you're carrying, you'll be happy about that. You know, just as simple as that. If you're carrying this baggage through life and you put it down, you're going to be happy all the time. It is possible to be happy all the time. What about when you're sick? Be happy that you know the method in which you can rectify this illness, and then you're still happy because you know this illness or this thing is temporal, it'll pass. This too shall pass. We're supposed to be happy beings. We're supposed to be living our best self. Happiness all the time is impossible. And I was having a little chuckle as I was hearing the email there, but it is possible. It may seem impossible because there's so much that we're carrying day in and day out, as you would express. But the bottom line is, if you set out your goal to be happy, that you will seek first. That you will seek first. First, you will seek happiness, and within the happy person, the happy box, or the happy thoughts, whatever it is, you go out and you create other things that will allow you to stay in your happy mode. There are things we're going to see or hear or feel that's not going to be favorable to us right now. But if you are constantly in a positive state of mind, you're in a constant, positive, happy place all the time, then everything else becomes minimal. And you do identify them as being temporal. They don't last for long periods of time to take you away from that happy zone. Seek happiness. That's what we should be doing first. And there's in the midst of seeking the happiness, of course, little ups and down is gonna happen from time to time. I say this, and the people who knows me best, they always say, well, I don't really have a job. What I do every day is a hobby that I really enjoy doing. So I'm really glad to go do the things that makes me great. When people go, what do you do for a living? I go, no, I don't have a job. I have something that makes me happy. So if you're finding something to do that's going to make you happy, like if you're a fix-it person, if you're a patch-it, or write a book, or do a dance, or play an instrument person, do that, and money will follow you, simply because you're in your happy place all the time. Thus, it is possible to have happiness all the time. The big ego we've covered. I think we've gotten most of it. And Sadie was asking about being judged, what is good, what is not good, how do we know? And I think I covered it by saying that you need to always check the source of the information, check the media that's presented it to you. Just take a look at the reasons why we're being given the information. Why is this information prevalent to my life? You know, why is this information coming to me now? Why is this information, should I take it and run with it, and it becomes the be all and end all for everything? So check the source that's giving you the information, just so you can understand. When we talk about spirituality, like I do on the radio, people will always say, well, how do you have this? And it's, we could prove it. It's provable. And we talk about going into your meditative state. We talk about getting yourself completely relaxed, getting rid of those many thoughts that's running through your mind, and allow yourself to calm down and concentrate and be very focused on what it is that you're hoping to accomplish. This can be proven, and people, meditators around the world all the time has always said, once you've done it, you've experienced it, you know what it's all about. You could dismiss all of this and say it's all BS and not walk into it, but then you're walking into something that is only true because you believe it. So equally, it could be BS if you choose not to believe it. But how about the proof that needs to be in your hands, because you're governing your entire life by this? Just prove it to yourself. Just prove it to yourself. Okay, this is what we say all the time. So we're talking about today, we're talking about just waking up and taking a look at more than just wanting to have the instructions being given to you, being thrown at you, and not understanding fully what is coming to you. Is it the truth? How is it governing in our lives? What influences does it have? So we are saying, because I know you're a spiritual being, because I know you're so big and you're so powerful and you can accomplish all things, you just have to create it in your mind, see it, and move towards it. They talk about the greatest accomplishment in the world is coming from the simplest, not the simplest person, because we're all the same, but comes from a surprising place because you weren't expecting that. You would think all this great invention and creation had happened in this fancy laboratory somewhere in a museum or something. I don't know, a university maybe. But no, it's just a common man out there who just gave a thought, moved towards it. And that's us, common person, not necessarily man, common person. So we have this ability within us to create whatever life we want to have. And if you're complaining that you're not finding happiness, you have made some really bad decisions. Just so you're not feeling you're condemned to it for the rest of your life, all these things can be reversed. You just have to know, including your illnesses. I think last week I had a question of somebody asking me, can we repair the body? Absolutely, we can repair the body, but you have to know that. Don't think that you heard about it, it was in an email, you saw it on YouTube. No, you have to know within yourself that what you say will impact who you are. So health is what you seek, so be it. Say it, move towards it, and so it will show up. But at some point in your journey, you decide to say, this is BS. Then you've just turned that good news into negative news. And of course, it will turn away from you and you'll throw your hands up in the air and you will not accomplish it, simply because you have made a conscious decision to walk away from what was the truth that was coming towards you. When we say all of this could be proved, it's provable, you have to understand that you need to be that person who's willing to take a chance, let go of some of the things that's making you crazy busy, because it's distracting you from what you could become if you seek to become something different. A lot of people don't. Most people are comfortable sitting in front of the couch and pressing the TV channels. Good luck. And, you know, they say ignorance is bliss. I don't agree right off the jump. I don't agree, because we don't know. If you're ignorant, you don't know what you're missing, right? You don't know what the joy could be. It could be a better method of sitting on the couch and watching the television. But without the knowledge of it, it's easy to say, I don't need to know. And I do know, the more you study this and the more you get further and more you understand about it, you will soon realize the more you learn, the more there is to learn. You understand? When you reach 50 and you think you're at the very top, not 50 years old, but percentage 50, and you think you're at the very top, don't surprise yourself when you realize, oh my Lord, I'm at the bottom, let's start again. And you're getting more and more and more information. And it's out there. It will shape, change your life. So the more you learn, the more you'll want to learn, A, but the more you realize how little you knew to begin with. And it just continue and continue for the rest of your human life. Ignorance is not the, you know, you don't know what you're missing out on. That's all I'm trying to say. Wake up, everyone. Wake up and come to this reality of understanding that you are in charge of what becomes of you. Your glass, you need to know your glass is always half full. And when you encounter this moment of your downness, please take heed to that lesson. You're being taught something. You're being taught something. And it may be that important lesson to get you through to the next level. If you ignore it, you're about to repeat it. If you think it is, you know, the neighbors are trying to get you, the evil ones are out there after, they're out after you. They are the teachers. The action is actually trying to teach you something. So allow yourself to be open up to that and experience the lesson. Was it pleasurable or was it painful? Okay, let's not do it again. Let's move on and let's move on. How many times have you heard, why do I keep meeting the same person, bringing them into my life, into my relationship, into, I don't know, your neighbors, and they become horrible people? Well, you need to change the bait because you keep catching the same fish. Something about you is attracting this person or that job or that boss or whatever the situation may be. But you have to come to realization that you are in control of all of it by accepting, knowing what it is, and moving to correct it or not be a part of it. It may have been your lesson that you've come here to learn. I don't know that. And nobody else does. So if they're telling you this is the path to go, tell them where to go, you know, in that way. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. You're listening to Barrington. I have a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. We've had a few calls on it. And this week, I've had a few emails asking where to purchase it. So I thought I'd mention the book. It's by Barrington. Align yourself to your true purpose, and it gets you what you're looking for. You could pick it up on Amazon. Awaken Ascension Guide. It allows you, it shows you the method in which to take, to get on the path to find out your true source of happiness. I do wish you luck. Tons of other information out there in the books that you could, in everywhere nowadays, that you could look at that's going to get you on that path if that's your situation. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling a little sad, if you're feeling a bit depressed, remember, physical activity, if it is possible for you, is always one of the key to getting all that things working out. You know, do go for that walk. Get on that treadmill. Put down, you know, get rid of whatever has triggered you to be in the position that you're in, and take a positive step towards recovering. You are in charge of the body that you carry, and you must treat it as a brand new baby and give it what it wants. The proper food, I recommend or suggest, or the world is doing that now, a plant-based diet. Get all the protein you can and rest, eat, and you have to clean it too. So be the best you, be your best self, wake up. We catch the show today at 3 p.m. Like you did, and it's being repeated on Thursday night, same place, at 10 p.m. We've talked about the book, and it's there in case you're curious and you want to get on your path. I welcome, I thank everybody for wanting, those who emailed me wanting to take a good look at the book and read it. I have been saying for couple of years now, anyways, I am working on getting another two out there. But of course, I am so busy doing what I'm doing. If you want to find your happiness, find something that you could do while you're feeling excited and happy for yourself, and it brings you sufficient amount of money to live. Then you don't have a job. Think of how happy you'll be if you don't have a job, but you're still bringing home the same amount of money. This is why when a lot of people ask me about the work I do, I said, I don't really, it's not really a job. It's a hobby. And I've been doing it for 30 some odd years. I'm loving it. Have we got anything else there, sir?
Yes, we do. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken. Our email address here today is instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. Any other time during the week, day, night, evening, day, afternoon, you can write to Barrington. The email address there is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. And Angela wrote in, screw the Super Bowl. She puts that in all caps, bold letters. Apparently, she's not a fan. So thank you, Angela. Screw the Super Bowl. Eric says, earlier you said you have a joke about an elephant or whatever. Tell the joke. We want to hear it. That's from Eric. Thank you, Eric. Hank says, what do you think your definition of religion is? What is it? What is it exactly? A belief system? A deity? What? What is religion? A lot of people don't even seem to know. That's from Hank. You answered part of Larry's email here. Larry wrote in and he said he wanted to know a little bit about your book, but he said, do you have audiobooks, tapes, or videos? That's from Larry. We can work on that if Barrington chooses to do that. Let's see. Robert wrote in. He's a new listener again. Him and his family are sitting around playing cards and listening to you. We live in the Bronx in New York City. That's from Robert. Vic, last one here, it looks like. Let's see. Victor says, what do you think about material things? I know when we die, we can't take any with us, but we can leave them to loved ones. Are you a materialistic person? If not, what is your take on people that live for that stuff? That's from Vic, and back to you.
Okay, thank you. Vic, we're going to go there first. Material things, you know, they're kind of cool. We wear a ring or a chain or something, you know, big house. Well, you can't really take anything with you, as you well know. And I think everybody's starting to understand that. You can't take it with you. If you like it and it's pretty, you want to keep it around with you, it's kind of cool. Leaving it to the children, their love for it might not be the same as yours. Heirlooms in the family, that person's gone. You know, I don't know if it matters to them, but my take on the materialistic things, man, you need to be as minimal as you possibly can. I'm not saying go live under a bridge or in a cave, but simple. The things that we hold down is holding us back and keeping us restricted, right? So I think the easiest way, my opinion, because that's what you asked me, the easiest way for me to journey through life is as lightly as I can travel. I needed a house for my children, us to grow in. I need a car to get to work. Yeah, I need this beautiful ring I found on the beach one time. You need all these things, but you do really? And you could live a happy, content life without wanting to show that you've acquired all these things, because it's not necessary. Your joy that you feel within yourself by accomplishing things is the prize. That's the prize that you take with you. Is it leaving it for the children? Well, you know, do they really want it other than it might be materialistic? It might be valuable to them. They have their own job and they have their own setups and they have their own things to do. Can you possibly imagine the amount of generations that you may have gone through? Imagine everybody saved something and passed it down to the kids, to the kids, to the kids, to down where you are. You'd have to get a house just to hold on to the stuff that means absolutely nothing to you. So I'm just saying my view on it. I don't see the need for it, but please don't call me on that because it's only my opinion. Thank you very much, Robert, the new family. Appreciating you sitting around playing cards in the Super Bowl day. I guess you're not a football fan either, but it might be because it's coming on later. I appreciate you being there, listening to the show, wanting to rise up challenge the things that you were given or told about. Because these things are brand new. What we said, if you heard the open monologue, is to try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness so we're not just walking around like sheep and having someone be the herd man or the herder, you know, of the sheep. Do your own thinking and see if where you are today is actually where you belong. Allow yourself. Now know within yourself that you could create anything you want for yourself, any position, any job, anything. You have that ability within you. You're created that way. Don't let it go to waste. You've got a Maserati and, you know, sitting on the driveway ready to rev up and roll if that's your thing, and you do nothing about it. Reach your maximum level within yourself. And this is why we talk about raising you to the higher level of consciousness. Thank you for that information. Robert, I appreciate that. Audiobooks, not yet. I'm working on it. I'm very slow. And I love doing this show. And of course, being busy all the time, I don't have enough time to put into this. But I take what is priority and run with it, like doing this show. Audiobooks, we're working on it. And what was the other one? Videos, a few on YouTube. But yeah, we could do a lot more. And again, it's all relative to time, but it will happen. I know that much. Religion, Hank, is a belief system. You believe this is such, so it is. If you believe that, you know, you are going to go up there, which we've talked about today, and you believe that you're going to go down there, you're going to be very disappointed at one point, because there is no up there, nor is there a down there. So at some point, you're going to say, oh, God damn it, they fooled me. Maybe you won't say God, but anyway, the point being is that you'll understand. You only believe it simply. Sorry, it is only true because you believe it. If you think I'm giving you a line, go above that and prove it. Then you'll understand what I'm saying. It's only true because you believe, because you cannot prove it. And when we talk about a lot of these religions, none of the people in this book that I was told to read can be found. Their burial spot, their ancestors, their it seems as if we just got into a room and, you know, like we draw pictures and tell stories like Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck, if you're familiar with these characters, that we knew as kids was the truth, or the Santa Claus story, as we knew, I hope I'm not ruining anybody's Christmas, to be the truth. Is it though? So if you believe it, it's true, but it's not true if you don't believe it, simply because you're shunning away from it. But if you're in a point of confusion, ask those who are trying to sell it to you before you pay the price of the believing it. Just ask them to show you the proof. And all of them will resort to this one book that was given out many, many, many generations ago and rely on it as truth. Give me some proof. Give me an email address. Give me a phone number. Give me some. Come to me with proof and I'll change my mind. But I know you won't, because there is none. What do we say now? Screw the Super Bowl. Well, a lot of people will listen to the show, and they will listen to the Super Bowl and follow it, or they're diehard fan. And we have to be thankful and to those who are having something that they enjoy. And at any time, we don't have the right to tell them it's bad or good. We just choose to be a part of it or choose not to be a part of it. If you're being tied down to a chair and you're forced with toothpicks to watch it, I think that's probably cruel and unusual punishment. But being a free-minded person, we have the right to make our own choices. So I can't agree with you in what you said about Super Bowl, but it's not for me, but it's for somebody else, and it's making them happy. I probably will not even see the game. I don't even know who's playing. I know it's two teams. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, that's what it is. That's what it is. I have a note here on my desk that says from Eric. By any chance, you have his email there? Did you delete them already, Gary?
Eric, let's see. I'll see if I have Eric, yeah.
Okay.
And it says here he wants to know if you can tell the joke.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Eric, we don't have enough time. I will tell it one day, but it's probably not for everybody to hear the joke. And in a nutshell, it's about a elephant who's a friend with a mouse, and the mouse fell in a hole. Sorry, the elephant fell in a hole, and the mouse told him what to do, how to get him out. And he ran home and got his Mercedes, the mouse, and tied a rope to it and pulled the elephant out of the hole. And that was how it happened. And then the mouse fell in the hole again after. And the elephant said, the mouse t- tell the elephant what to do. And the elephant just stood there and took out his, you know, elephant part penis and tied a rope to it and told the mouse to get out of the hole. And he says, if you have a dick like this, you don't need to buy a Mercedes. But I've cut out parts of it because it takes a long time to get to it. But anyway, so if you have a big dick, you don't need a Mercedes. Not taking anything away from anybody who has one or the company who's made those cars. It was just a joke. Thank you for being a part of the show. So we've got a few minutes left. We covered a few things. I'm in a good mood, as you can probably tell. And a whole bunch of people are gearing up for this big game or game tonight. I really don't know how big it is. But enjoy life and be safe. So I'm going back to talking about you being learning how to be you. You sit down, and I'm reflecting on that family that just called and said they're emailed and said they're playing cards and listening to the show. And there you are doing something in a unit as a family. And in the midst of it all, you're expanding your ability to create something bigger than that family. Not to say it's not big enough, but everything that you know now to create that family unit dynamic is given to you, and it was there before you showed up. So they will lead you down the path of saying, this is the way, this is your name, you're a guy, you're a girl, this is your religion, here's a favorite food, here's the best music, here's the don't do, the do's and the don't do's, and all these things were laid out for you before you showed up, right? You would have probably had a thought of what it would be like to be a part of this family unit, but here you are, you're there as a unit, and you are now experiencing everything that was given to your parents, grandparents, and so on and so forth, and here you are living it today. Is it true? Is that the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? You know, are you supposed to be a ballet dancer or a football player or whatever it is? What is your purpose? So we challenge you to go out and do some thinking, not to you know, go flipping off the wall and not being a part of that dynamic, lovely family group. It's simply just to say, how big can I get? How happy can I be? Where can I go with allowing myself to grow spirituality? And if you are inducted into this belief system that was created long before you show up, is it the way to be? Is it hindering? Is it possibly possible to all that exist? Remember, just next door to you, there's another group of people who have a different belief. They're probably sitting there playing cards and eating a different food than you and doing this, but their belief is different. So you automatically say they are wrong and say you are right. This is why you're here where you are. But is it so? Are they really wrong? Am I wrong thinking that they're wrong? Because if they don't believe what you believe, you have to agree that they are wrong. And they are doing the very same thing. And this is why we're not seeing eye to eye, because we follow a particular belief system. All of a sudden, I'm going to show you my strength and my might, that I am the right way and you're the wrong way. Well, that person over there is simply saying the very same thing. What has brought you to accept the fact that you are the right way? And same equally, what has brought you to the same point of saying the other group is the wrong way? You have nothing tangible to support your argument. May have been told a story by your great, 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 great grandparents, but it hasn't been your personal experience. Find your own personal experience. It may go against what you believe. It will actually probably go against what you've believed for this many years, but you wanted to know the truth. And if you do want to know the truth, here's where it goes. A lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of understanding yourself. And to thine own self, you must be true. If you are going to give me instructions on how to live life like you will a new baby, you want to know that the information that you're giving them is true. I know collectively we do better if we're on the same page. But when we're opposite sides of that book, or opposite sides of that street or that river, all it does is create chaos. You don't believe me? Research how much war we've had since we've been here as human beings, and it continues. That was a topic of my show that we didn't get to, but it continues. And it's because I know I'm right and you're wrong, or vice versa. What if we're all agreeing that we're all right? Where would we be today? How would the dynasty change? Find your truth. That's what matters. And when somebody offers you their will or ways of anger, reject it. You don't have to take it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you trying to make me angry like you. Just take it and go and move on. And you will be happy all the time. Until we talk again next time, I appreciate you being there. You have a wonderful week and good luck at the game. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.